This is your host, Valentino Brand, Inside the Inner City. Join us as we continue to tell our stories, challenges, talk about the history, and share our hopes and dreams. Tune into Inside the Inner City on Fridays at 6:30 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And remember, the place in which I fit will not exist until I make it.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Pindertal, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some, me and Timberland, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get pinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my on the D-lo.
I can't stand the rain. It's my window. I can't stand the rain. It's my window. I can't stand the rain. It's my window. I can't stand against my window.
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful rainy day for all of you who can't stand the rain. You better sit down because I didn't pray. Jesus, I hope it rained for 3 days. Amen. Yeah. We need to saturate the ground. We need that top layer, the mid layer to be soaked and drenched. We have been dehydrated, dry, and dusty for far too long here in the city of Nassau and throughout the country. And I think that we can be able to see that. It's evident, rather, by being able to see the fires that continues to be able to pop up around the places. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, we identify that it's one thing. Yeah, but some got to saturate the ground. And so we hope all you prayer warriors out there on the prayer lines at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and whatnot, continue to be able to pray for our country. We ask that you just keep us in your prayer collectively. I know that you want to pray for your cousin, your auntie, your brother, your this, your that, and all over your corn beef and white rice and corn. Yeah, you want to pray for everybody over the meal, but find a time in the evenings, find a quiet time to be able to put those prayers up and ask that the Father saturate the land, because I didn't pray for it. So if you can't stand the rain, you got at least another day of this, because I didn't pray for it. So I'm hoping that we could be able to get these things. Then I'm sure that your grass and your flowers, and for those of you who like to plant a little something in your yard, I'm sure that those things and those flowers and those fruits and vegetables and whatnot, what you got out there, those trees are quite happy. Yeah, quite happy during this time. So I'm hoping that you guys are good. And I understand that a lot of y'all was on the road yesterday. You know, your vehicle can't go through these flood and this and that. Listen, man, Listen, calm down, okay? I know you got some place to go. You got these things to do. Figure out another way to go, right? And that's one of the mandates that we got to be able to put on the government, to find a way to alleviate these stresses regularly. As soon as the dew drop in the morning, you got a flood. The dew. My God, it's only dew. This is only the smog and someplace flooded in Nassau. Y'all need to fix this. Fix this and fix it quickly. Fix it quickly. Now, all of us, like Pinewood, that's not a, you know, I'm not trying here to hit on you. I'm simply saying, this is too much. We got to be able to fix this. Let's dive into this conversation and be able to jam the day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day. Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Out here in the land of the living, grateful to be in your company, always grateful to kind of jam with you. Shouts out to my good, decent people. Like I said, like I always say, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go check them out. This is still the beginning of the month. You got to get your insurance laid out. My insurance is up tomorrow, right? I got to be able to pay those things and get those things taken care of and make sure all those things are up. Yeah. They didn't send me my notice. Howard, you got to pay this. You got to do this. It's been a long time. But how would you got to pay this? You got to do that. You got to make sure, guys, whatever space that you're in, make sure you get those particular things done and execute them accordingly. You got to be able to do that. Find out more about various packages, not just your vehicle insurance. There are other packages that are available at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. And you can find out more about those things if you just give them a call. 341-1-AFS. That's 341-1-AFS, right? They're down there. And guys, we've been talking to you about these particular things. Like I said, I spoke with Dr. Teresa Adley Smith over the weekend. Two events I was at. She was at the, she did the brunch with me over at Garden of Eden on Sunday. And we enjoyed ourselves thoroughly. Well, I did. I know that she did because she was screaming for her mother who was being honored at the time at Demetrius's Mother's Day soiree, like the little event that he has on Mother's Day. So we had a great time, man. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and I got to be able to say that to you guys, to be able to let you know that I spoke with her, and she says to me, Howard, people are calling. Howard, people are calling. People are excited about it. People are excited about these particular concepts. Persons are coming in. I do expand the time. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the hydrocolonic. We're talking about these things, about the dark spots around your eyes, about the skin tags that you got, about the black around your neck. You just thought that your neck was black, your grammy neck black. You thought everybody neck just black. This is how things has happened. No, let's find a way to be able to get these things done. Your foot swelling, your belly, all these particular things need to be able to get taken care of. And these things start in your gut. Gut child, I ain't passed for a couple. You need to stop with these kind of casual conversations. And you think you're talking to people who could relate to you. If we don't relate to you, what are you saying? You haven't gone. I ain't had a pass in a week and a half. You say that out loud and you think that we relate to you? Oh, ma'am, you are on the brink of eternity. You need to stop. Find your way down there. And get your things taken care of. Go down to my good friend and Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. She is with Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. Find yourself in a position that you can be able to do that. Give her a call at 445-8111. 445-8111. You get 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, and 50% off on the 25th day of every month for the duration of 2025. 50% off on the 25th day of every month for the duration of 2025. So we've already gone through a couple months, so we'll just be able to do that. 445-8111, 445-8111. Find yourself in the position that you can be able to get those things taken care of sooner rather than later. She hit me up. She listened in. Praise God. I hope you're well, my dear. She's always being able to do that. And she has two facilities. She's opening a second one. We're just waiting on that to be able to kick it off and do it in grand style, the way that we've been able to do it. But you can definitely make your reservations or make your appointment, rather. Make your appointment to be able to sit with her and find yourself alleviated. Find that kind of evacuation that you've been looking for. Extinguish that, just say you just don't try to be decent with you. Listen, you need to hit the number two. You've been hitting 1-1, but you never added up. It need to go 1+1. Hit the two. You got to hit the two. You haven't hit the two for a while. You let people convince you that you could hit 1-1-1-1-1 and be okay. My God, your eye turning brown. Get yourself down there. 445-8111. 445-8111. Let's pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. You're going to be able to find out exactly what's what. CPSA contract stalled. Glover Roll frustrated that the agreement not finalized. Yeah, I know you are. This is in the papers today. Let me see if I can just be able to read a little piece of this. I got to put on my little spectacles because I can't see this. Dwight got these lightning here anyway. Dwight, I ain't gonna fight you. Some of these lightning need to change. Anyway, so it says, with an industrial agreement between the Consultant Physician Staff Association and the public hospital still not finalized, Minister of Labor and the Public Service, Pia Glover-Roll, yesterday expressed that concerns and frustration over the matter, which she said has been resolved in principle. In principle, theoretically. Theoretically, we have come to a resolution. However, the practical application is still stalled. Let's read a little further. It says, this matter has gone on for far too long. I agree with you, Pia. She said that she said in a statement, which is an outstanding issue, essentially resolved in principle. It's time for all parties to come together and finalize this agreement. The CPSA's last industrial agreement expired in 2021. A negotiation stalled over two key issues, health insurance and the PHA's wish to implement a time and attendance mechanism. I don't want to get deep in your business, but that's why I'm here, so I can get deep in your business. Healthcare and dental care are crucial. When we start to have this kind of a conversation about living wages, right? When we start to have this kind of a conversation about living wages, one of the things that you need to ensure that persons can be able to be gratified, if not by the finances that you provide up front, but by those, what we used to call it, amenities. That's what we used to call it, amenities. Those amenities that you afford them as a result of the association. Yeah, let's just be very clear with you. Healthcare. Now, medical is a whole different story. We ain't fighting you for medical. Healthcare and dental are crucial. Bahamians want their mouth to feel good. They need to not just yuck out teeth and just be out here with less and less teeth. We need to fix that. We need to fix this. And you know what is the next thing that we need to start to have a real life conversation about? Everybody in this country should have life insurance. Yeah. I'm sick and tired of finding after your persons die, the persons that you love, so forth and so on. We find ourselves in the position trying to squeeze a couple of souse together and steak and try to figure out how we can bury this person. Now, six of us sitting down here, three of us wasn't in this room. We didn't see each other for years and years and years because our relationships are not that strong within the family. Let's just say hypothetically, this is the things that happen. But now we're sitting down here trying to figure out how we can bury mommy. How we can bury this one? How we can do this? How we can do that? Who got this? Who could pay for that? How you can do these things, right? The one thing that people seem to get right is those color coordinations at the funeral. Yeah, that's right. You get that together. Yeah, these are superficial foolishness that people continue to run towards rather than looking for a way to put the people in the ground with honor and dignity. Get yourself some life insurance. Yeah, man, it ain't got to be much, $50,000 a month. I mean, $50,000 life insurance, if you ain't got a bunch of money or whatever the case may be. And then get yourself some life insurance. Keep the thing current. My God, your Netflix ain't cut off yet in years. That current. Now, you mad sometimes when they yuck off the little $10, the little $16 off your credit card, but the thing is current. Keep your life insurance current. And keep yourself in the position that you can take care of those things. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. The government needs to identify entities that can ensure that these things are done. Yeah. Yeah. You have enough relationships, both locally and abroad, that you can be able to pull those people in and say, hey, listen, for this addition as it relates to being able to pay NHI. A significant portion of that will be able to go. We can't do nothing much. It'll be for $25,000. NHI is placed in a position where they can be able to expand their portfolio, make some more money. Some things could happen. But it has to be reciprocity. It cannot be us in the position relentlessly poised and believing that the only beneficiary in this country from the money that we give and render on a day-to-day basis for our taxes, our VAT, our food, our this, our that, we continue to render money to the government. That you go quiet and don't even tell us how much you make on a quarterly basis, how much you make on an annual basis, in terms of collection. You don't tell us what you do with this money. You don't tell us nothing. But there's no reciprocity. The only thing that happens to us is we give, and then we die. Our country of 400,000 people with leadership in this country who understand the necessity of these particular things, who understand negotiation, who understand that we wield the power, should be able to strategically put in place opportunities for everybody out the womb to have. That ain't no bunch of money, man. And you don't put it on the government, put it on the people. I don't expect you to pay my life insurance. I expect you to negotiate for it. That's it. Yeah, I know there's some things that we could do. No. We're talking about those people who get shot down in the street, right? Fall off their bike, accident, this, that, fallout, had seizures, born with certain ailments, all these particular issues that we continue to grapple with. They're born to impoverished families. They didn't have these things. We should create a space that everyone can be taken care of in this part. That ain't hard, man. That's light work. There are organizations in this country right now that'll be eager to do that. You just have to come up with a favorable layout. You think they can deny your money on a month-to-month basis? You tell them, on a month-to-month basis, we will give you X amount of $1 million as a group. As a group. Yeah. The whole Bahamas, 400,000 of us, we won't be in one group. I only want to pay $5 a month for this particular thing. We could be able to get that. Yeah, that ain't no problem. Do the maths. How much people die on a month-to-month basis? So how much money that equates to? All right, boom, boom, boom. Let's just do the maths. And then we say, if you get shot down and murdered, you can't get your money. You know how much gun will get thrown away? You know how much mothers would call their children. Now listen, BJ, I can tell you now. I got you in this insurance, baby, and we're supposed to get $50,000. But if you get killed, if somebody shoots you in the road, BJ, we can't get no money. You better come bring that thing now. Yeah, man. There will be a sense of responsibility to our brother's keeper if we know that your actions could stop us from getting over the nether side. We got to figure these things out. We got to collectively use our brains to figure out how do we, one, combat crime? How do we, two, find a way to be able to alleviate when persons transition? That ain't difficult. And simultaneously, those persons who are being able to get that funds, you identify, let's say, seven, just do the same way the NHI, all those funeral homes who want to be a part of it. The government is only going to be able to give you $4,000, $5,000 a funeral, whatever. You figure out a way to get your caskets. The government gave you caskets to import caskets at a duty-free rate. I don't know if that happens already. And you find your way to be able to get bulk with all those persons who are a part of this grouping. Yeah, come on, man. We got to start using our brains, man. We got to start using our brains to push beyond this particular point. I hear what they're saying as it relates to being able to the insurance for the Consultant Physician Staff Association. I hear what they're saying in this particular capacity, but we have to be able to think beyond organizations where persons are occupied in these particular spaces. Yeah, they can continue to agitate for what they want, but there needs to be a collective effort so all of us can be consolidated in one particular concept. I cannot see, you know, something I did a search the other day. I was just doing some numbers the other day. And, you know, me and ChatGPT be chummy, right? So I talk to my ChatGPT. And I asked ChatGPT, how many persons at the Bahamas how many persons at the Bahamas subscribe to Netflix? It was only Netflix. I was doing a study on something, just trying to be able to figure out something from some business. How many persons at the Bahamas subscribe to Netflix? I think it tell me like 66,000, something like 66,000 people have Netflix accounts in the Bahamas. That equates to $11 million a year. That's the numbers. $11 million a year. You don't even recognize this. You spend just to sit down in your house and hope to God they got something new would come on this year. Now, I ain't talking about Prime. I ain't talking about Apple TV. I ain't talking about Hulu. I ain't talking about Disney. I just asked for Netflix. Now, if you was a family like mine, what you got in your house? Howard got Netflix. I got Prime. And I just signed up because I wanted to watch a new series on Apple. They gave me the first 3 months, but I had to pay X amount of dollars. Okay? That's three things. Now, for me as an individual, on a month-to-month basis, this ain't even $100. This ain't nothing to talk about. This ain't even $100. You got 10, 10, and 16. Right? You can't beat that. In my mind, that's less than $50. However, 66,000 of us feel the same way. How much money is being exported on a day-to-day basis that we ain't recouping a dime for? We ain't get $1 back other than the entertainment that we ingest. Let's think about this. Let's think about this. There is money that can be able to go towards life insurance, health insurance, all these particular things, and people ain't got the and even medical insurance that you ain't got to sit down outside no more and pray to God somebody come and buy your pale souse. This good, you got celery floating on the top of the souse. You got carrots that ain't even cut up. Why these carrots don't have no consistency? Why one big and one small? I supposed to eat this? You got the bay leaf hanging out off the side of the cup. 8,374 spice balls in the thing. And this is what you want. Man, you got to help her out. She got medical issues. So you want me to eat this and me die too. That's what you want. There are ways in 2025 that we could think ourselves around these issues and find an opportunity to be able to grow. So I'd like to be able to talk about that and be able to get to these particular things, right? I want you all to join me in conversation today and just be able to talk about these things, right? So let's talk about it. What else we see in the papers is fires are finally subsiding in Abaco. Give God praise that we're seeing those particular things, right? Man, convicted of indecent assault on boy of 5 years old. My God, Jesus. Anyway, San says that FNM government would expand mental health services. I see what the FNM is doing. It is fragmented. Can I say that, FNM? Y'all just fight me. Y'all just get mad at me. Oh, Jesus, Howard, you say we wasn't doing it. Now we do it. Now you're saying you have an issue with the way that we're doing it. Yes, I have an issue. Let me tell you why I have an issue, right? I can tell you right now. There's a series that I like on Netflix, right? It was on Netflix. It was The House of David. You remember what David? I was watching The House of David. And man, listen to me, I enjoyed The House of David so much. And every time one episode over, I'm ready to get into the binge. I'm ready to watch all. I'm going to watch all. But now I have to wait next week. And I have to remember that, okay, this thing is on next week. So if it wasn't as captivating as House of David, then forget about it. I'm not going to watch this series at all. Netflix and all these entertainment elements globally has placed us in the space of instant gratification. There is an expectation that I could consume all your information up front and then you dissect it and distribute it. Social media has done that. social media has said I could have a 2-hour interview, but I could break it down into 10-second intervals, 5-second intervals, 30-second intervals, and distribute that all over to bring people back to the 2-hour interview. That's the design. You always get mad at me, but I'm only telling you maths, today's maths. It's just maths, okay? The design is someone needs to be able to ingest all of your information. And then you have a team responsible for breaking up incrementally those particular parts and distributing it accordingly to bring people back to this layout that you have. That's what it's designed to do, okay? I'm going to say this to you. I hear Shannon on Cartwright be able to, in the event that we find ourselves in government, we'll take $10 million and put it towards 25 fire trucks and planes, right? Now we see Dr. Sands in the papers today saying that in the event that we find ourselves in this position, we'll be able to expand on mental health. We see the leaders say, in the event that we find ourselves back in the position, we'll do this. So incrementally or fragmented, there is information that is not tangible yet. I see one or two people send me some stuff that the FNM has sent out, right? Same structure, red and blue and white. And you could say that there's no problem with that. But I need a manifesto. I can't even get over amen, Jesus. I need something that I could put my hand on, swing through it, identify, discard what I think is foolishness, and then say, okay, these are great elements. I think that they should do this. Boom. What the FNM is doing and the time that they, are doing it is fragmented. Now, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, but I guarantee you, one of your torchbearers, those set who are just I see that the Prime Minister and the leader of the party, the chairman of the organization, for the PLP, has just taken the new, oh God, I got to get his name. Somebody text me his name. I want to be able to say congratulations, head of the PYL now, right? I guarantee you these particular persons, the youth arm of your organizations, understand what I'm saying. If Howard Grant does a 2-hour podcast, I break it up. And then I put out a 10-second something, boom, to lure you in. 5-second something, boom, to lure you in. I could put it on TikTok. I could put it on these. But this is designed to pull you back to where the base of this thing was. These fragments is not working. You don't have time to have casual conversation about the possibilities. I have no doubt in my mind that someone is ingesting this information and being able to put it down to say that, hey, remember that we said that we can be able to deal with mental health. Remember that we said that we're going to be, that was by design out of the Free National Movement. That was by design out of the Free National Movement. An element that we saw you duplicate what was happening out of the UK. Right? A delivery unit. So I'm sure that someone's being able to at least highlight this information and say that we're going to get back to this. There's fragments. We're going to have to work on these things. I'm not scrutinizing what you say you will do, I think, but the fragmented information that comes from the leader and then the deputy leader and now the chairman, and obviously you're going to rotate that, go back to the leader, the deputy leader, and the chairman. This fragmented information is leading me in this kind of a position to say, where is the body of work to indicate what the Free National Movement will do in the event they find themselves victorious come the next general election. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. The line's going to be wide open. I want you to join me in conversation. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties. and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When your hands are too full, life is just too complicated. Nala, Sally, come here. Uncomplicate. Go faster, safer, greener with the digital way to pay. With Tap to Pay, it's as easy as a gentle touch. No more headaches. Say hello to convenience. The future of pay is digital with options like credit cards, debit cards, online banking, and digital wallets. Make every experience unforgettable. Embrace the ease of digital payments today.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. The lines are wide open, 323-622-3235-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300. 5720, hit me at 422-4796. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, gracious, you how are you doing?
I good, man. What's happening?
Hey, Rizamah, you mentioned everything, but you didn't mention Houston. You see this red out there?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Man, I would.
It's the truth.
For the last 2 years, I prayed a hurricane away. The boy ain't in short house.
By yourself?
Yes, sir. This year, the hurricane catched me in my pants down.
Mm-mm.
No, sorry, Bob. Y'all in the Bahamas, don't be stupid like me and doing a short house.
Mm-hmm.
I show how I can halfway in short house. Mm-hmm. Being fully insured.
Insured is part of that. I live on it. Yeah, I like that though. Insurance of the house is very important also.
Hell yeah. Where else you can go? Go and live back with mommy?
It's the truth. You ain't got no place else to go.
No, sir.
I like that, man. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Somebody text me just now and says, Howard, it says, Howard, only 10 to 20% of the people in Parliament have the ability to think and care for our people. So the others are deep with their own issues and trying to get elected again. Things and money. There's a text is coming through. Out of the, let's say, 39 people, 10% is 4 people. 20% is 8 people. 8 people out of 39 people. That means that 31 people don't care. That's wild. That's wild. I don't believe that. I can't believe that. Because these are the same people that y'all put back in every single time. You got to think about something, man. You got to think about it beyond this set of a concept and idea. So I want to talk about that. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning, Howard. Good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
All is well.
Sparky here.
What's up, Sparky?
Now, Howard, I know we're in the silly city. What do they call it? The silly season now, right?
Yeah.
That's what every 4 years, we come to this portion around May, June, July. We start calling it the silly season. Everybody get. We put up posters all over the lampposts, and you name it, you got it. Howard, we talk about what's going on in the Bahamas a lot of time, but Howard, since Dorian and the pandemic and the government of the past government of the SNM, Howard, we can't just look at what's going on around the Bahamas, you know. Because every time we look at social media, whether it's on Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, and it's around the world, all the channels you look at on television, Howard, it's like the world is going through a change. Every little Russia, China, Japan, You name it, every little...
Go ahead, Sparky. Hello? He dropped it. Sparky, he called drop. We didn't do that. You did that. I don't know what's going on with your telephone. Let's see if we can be able to take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, my brother. What's happening?
What's happening with you?
I live in giving God praise.
Allow me to use you and your family to draw an illustration.
No.
If
you're not going to pull me into a PLP illustration, the devil is a liar. go ahead.
Your wife, you have four children now, right?
Yeah, I got four.
Okay. You, your wife, and your four children live in a nice home. Everybody contributing to the bills. Everybody contributing to the mortgage. Everybody contributing to everything. The light bill, the water bill, everything.
You sound like a perfect
Me
world.
Me, my wife, and my four children.
Mm-hmm.
This one don't want to give you nothing towards the light, but they won't have the air conditioner on.
Mm-hmm.
This one here won't give you nothing towards the mortgage, but they won't go put weave in the air.
Mm.
Different things.
Mm-hmm.
Which family do you think would be more successful?
Oh, you mean it, this is a scenario with two families? One
yes.
who's contributing and one that's not contributing?
Yes.
That's a complex question that you're asking me because contribution don't have nothing to do with productivity.
No, no. What I mean, peace and harmony in the house, no rowing, because this one know where they supposed to put the words to light. This one know where they supposed to put the words to water. This one know what they supposed to do. That is the position the F&M and the PLP find themselves in.
Okay.
The F&M, the PLP is lining up the ducks. The people are now coming out, well, I'm not seeking a re-election. I am not, you know, doing no more, but I'll support whoever the PLP sends in my area.
Mm-hmm.
But they say now the people are supposed to have election in September. What happens if election happens in September for Drew? They haven't named a candidate. Mr. Pendott even named himself as a candidate yet.
Okay, now hold on, Julie. Hold on. Now, this is just me and you talking now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is me and you.
Talk a little louder. So
okay, hold on. Let me get close to the mic. You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God. This is just me and you talking now.
Yeah, only me and you.
All right. Why are you concerned about what the F&M don't do? Isn't that good for the PLP? Why you
mind you, this is I am a bohemian.
Okay.
Just guess what? The day or tomorrow, the F&M may end up being the government, and that would be somebody I'll have to live under. I am a PLP supporter, but I'm looking for a good opposition or a good government. You know, come on, let's not talk about the PLP and F&M. Let's talk about bohemians.
I can accept that. I can accept that.
That's what I'm talking about now.
I would have a greater...
If they're organized now in opposition... You think I could trust them in the government?
I would have a greater stance and position as to whether or not my member of parliament, substantive member of parliament that sits in the position right now, whether or not she, like you and Bamboo Town, it's between you and
yes,
I.
Sir.
Just
yes,
between
sir,
you and I. My question, a heavier question, that if I'm satisfied with the representation, if I'd like to be able to see her have tenure, if I'd like to be able to see her at least get to acquire or acquire her pension, my question that I'd have now is
yes.
whether or not she is going back again
well,
for Bamboo Town.
Let me say this, Brother Grant, because you know this is your show. You can talk all day when I finish.
Frisco.
But let me say this. I challenge any mother in Bamboo Town who was at the Mother's Day event on Sunday, prove me wrong. That's a two. She's a two. She gave it
to. Okay.
She.
That's what you say, but that didn't come out of her mouth.
No, this interview.
You say one thing. You see, you like C. Allen call and say what thus said Michael Pintard, but we waiting for Michael Pintard to come and say that to us.
Listen to me. That same question that was asked to her about a week and a half now ago, I challenge you. I can set it up. I'll challenge you to answer that same question again.
I ain't going to do that until the House of Assembly prorogue.
What you going to do?
I'm not going to have these questions with the sitting Speaker of the House about representation in these particular constituencies unless I have an intimate conversation with her.
Let me say this in closing, Brother Grant. We had on Sunday, 450, 500 mothers, easy. And the good thing about it, it was not categorized as a PLP Mother's Day event. It was categorized as the Mothers of Bamboo Town constituency.
I like it.
So we had PLPs, we had FNMs, we had DNA, we had COI, we had FNA, we had everybody in there. And I know people who talk to me and who hail me.
You see all of them.
No. I know them from political persuasion.
Jillian, the people just tell me you can't see. You tell me the other day you see everybody,
but
right?
Guess what? Common sense can tell you if you're in a room and the room is full.
I appreciate it. Well, Jillian, I like your telephone call.
Guess what? Hello.
Are you ready? Go ahead.
Yeah, allow me to say a belated happy Mother's Day to Miss Ann Pacetti up in Harbor Island, please.
Auntie Ann.
Auntie Ann.
That's my Auntie Ann. That's my Auntie Ann. That's my wife, Auntie. So she's my Auntie.
That's my wife, Daddy's sister.
Yes, that's my wife, Auntie.
Yeah, campaign for her in Pirate.
Okay, praise God. You're a good man.
Yes.
I appreciate you, Julian. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Happy Mother's Day to all those persons. If you didn't hear us being able to say that to you. And I want to say a happy birthday to Aiden Alexander Jones. He's 18 today. Aiden Alexander Jones, 18 today. And Papa, I think you just call him Papa. Or your granddaddy, however you want to. Your granddaddy, however you want to be able to put it. Ephraim Jones wants you to be able to let you know that he's thinking about you and he loves you very much in these particular spaces. Aiden Alexander Jones, 18 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I pray that you are. Just sneaking into the studio, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Garth Roseborough. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Sneaking?
Yeah, you're sneaking, Zach. Go ahead.
Listen, man, I just got in out there. You know, I had to do what I had to do.
Praise God.
To get here. So I couldn't worry about getting wet, but I'm thanking the Almighty for the blessings that he's bestowing upon all of us. And that's something that's amazing, you know, the rain falls on all of us, the just and the unjust. And those people who PLP, FNM, COI, and every other persuasion, it's the same rain, the same blessing. And so I'm just praying today that everyone has a really, really blessed day. And that you set some goals for yourself today that you can attain in the future that would make your life brighter.
I like that. I like this kind of a concept and idea to talk about these things. Before we get out of here for news, I'd like to just play one thing for you. I saw this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like you to be able to play that. I just sent you something, Kermit. I saw this, and I'd like to play this for you guys. Now, I will set this up. I listened to this clip. This gentleman walking through wherever he is in the metropolis in his high-stakes city. And in the back of him, he has heavy Jamaican patois. You've been listening to Jamaican music long enough, you should know what he's saying. But the entire idea is that for you to be able to find yourself in a position of growth and development, you have to till the fields. Mm-hmm. You have to till the fields. And you have to believe in that young man who today may be on fries and last week he was on the mop. Yeah, there is potential and growth and development in each one of us. And we have to remember that tomorrow, none of us know. But if we work diligently, we could find ourselves to that position. Play that direct there for me before we go to a break.
Keisha, watch ya, Keisha. Farin me day no Keisha. You see that? You see all I did them when they tell you to help me tie out the goat them. And you never want help me tie out the goat them. Farin. You see me? Farin. Sell the goat them and look ya. 40 goat me sell and watch ya. Farin me day. Farin me day a step in a me jacket. You see that, Keisha? Yeah, man. Believe. You feel believe. And the taxi boy where you left me for watcha. You sell the Pro Box. And go cross border and all. No, they can't find him. Yeah, man, you feel believe. Yes, man, a goat money do this. Yeah. All me tell you if you feed the hog them and you make the hog them when they are dead if you hungry. You should have believe. Foreign.
Listen, Keisha, you should have helped him. The man said, the man you leave me for, who was selling the GoPro box, he gone across a border and no one could find him now. You should have believed. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got that man and you're looking at him sideways right now, trying to figure out whether or not any potential in this man. You got to believe. Let's find ourselves in a better position to make some things happen. Quick commercial break, guys. Going to get the news and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Craving pizza? Marco's Pizza has you covered. For a limited time, get our delicious large one-topping pizza for just $10.
Carry out only.
That's right, just $10 for cheesy, melty goodness with your favorite topping. Perfect for any time. Hurry into your nearest Marco's Pizza. This deal is available at participating locations only. Don't miss out on the flavor you love for a price you'll adore. Marco's Pizza, always magnifico.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a seven-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Scepter. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. For Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Deal with right now, so to get me in place to be the next prime minister.
The rest of the world?
Yes.
Yes. I hesitated on that.
I was shocked by your question, that's why. No, no, PLP. Yes.
So what do you think you bring to the table?
Well, we have to move and progress. I think there's a lot of things that we have to do. And, I mean, I will reveal everything in the next 5 years, trust me. But it's going to be something that the Bahamas, the whole Bahamas, can be proud of. I guarantee you that.
You'll be vying for party leadership soon.
Soon, soon. Deal with right now.
Hey, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. 96.9 FM Radio Company, the foundation. You know, in my years as a young man, and I can't tell you as a learned man, but I strive to be as it relates to being able to be in good company with persons. And I get spank enough. I get spank enough, you know, over the time and over the years. And find myself in this kind of position where, you know, I put my foot in my mouth. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you something. I can say this to you. And I realize when we charge the atmosphere with words how opposition rushes to us. That's just happened. It naturally happens. As soon as we charge the atmosphere, opposition rushes to us, okay? I was down 219 pounds, right? Now, this was a steady diet of, you know, vodka and gin. Let's just be very clear about this, okay? I want to be very clear with you, right? This is a steady diet of vodka and gin, right? This is something that I did when I was younger, right? You know, you get older, you get, you know, as you're getting older, this is the idea that you had to, what it was to be a man. But I was jogging every day and pushing weights and so forth and so on. One of my friends came to me and said, how would I so proud of you lose so much weight? And this, that, and the next. I say, appreciate that, man. I never gain back, right? I don't know where this weight come from. God can tell you that. Okay? But I know where it come from. But I'm saying to you, in my mind, things haven't deviated that much for these particular things to happen until I reflected, I realized that I had gone through a significant challenge in my life. I've gone through significant depression and a lot of things have happened as a result of that, right? There was a time, you remember Kirk Franklin's song, It Could Have Been Me, but no house, no shoes, no, not to eat, yeah. You remember that? I don't know if you remember that, right? Kirk Franklin's song. And I listening to the song in my Cadillac, you know, as a Christian, I give God praise, I listen into Christian music in my Cadillac. And as I'm in my Cadillac, bumping my 215 in speakers, bursting in the back chunk, and, you know, just listen to it. And I disagree with the song out loud. I said, that could never be me. With no this and no that and no the next thing. God loved me. That could never. I lost my job. Can I say this to you? Can I say this to you? There's nothing wrong with making these declarations. But to be able to punctuate it in such an assured manner, it's peculiar. And some things you just keep to your chest. Every man in the House of Assembly has aspirations. Man and woman has aspirations to become prime minister of the country. But we already then see that when you open your mouth to say, I won't be prime minister, what has happened? Tennyson Mills. What has happened? We already then see the pooch. We already see. What does happen when you open up your mouth and make declarations that you want to be the prime minister, Cornish? Come on now, I can't even get an amen. I just want you to understand that these declarations, though they sound great in your air coming out of your mouth, there's a disdain that persons who carry similar aspirations now look at you and say, Bulla, you don't cut the mustard. You got to keep some things to yourself. You ready to tell us you're taking a time off for some mental health? That's what he said to us, right? God, talk to me. I'm sitting here with God Roseboro, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't he say that to us? He said that he's taking some time off for mental health issues, right? Or some other issue with his family. Maybe he's fatigued mentally. Not that he have an issue, right? Maybe he's fatigued and he needs to be able to be revived. Do you think that this will subside when you become prime minister? Do you think your troubles will be lesser as you ascend higher up the totem pole? So you're going to have to take two Tylenol and let's push through this. But you didn't say what you said.
But the key word,
so now our street prime minister's
the key
in.
Word, the key word there isn't just. The key word isn't just Prime Minister Howard Grant. The key word that actually puts the nail in the coffin and in his coffin is next prime minister.
I can say this to you.
Now you go and figure out how many next prime ministers you see potential in the Progressive Liberal Party.
Go ahead. Can say this to you.
Go on.
There was no need for him to say that at all. Okay? Maybe he was startled. Maybe he was thinking it. Maybe he just get hit and it fall out his mouth accidentally. I don't know. There was no need to say that at all.
But when you're tired, you just say some things.
Yeah. But that's okay.
When you're tired.
You should sleep.
Yeah, but when you're tired, you just say some things.
You should sleep. If you're tired. But I can tell you one thing. The last time we heard, you know how much prime ministers in the PLP is too much? Kirk Cornish, Prime Minister of Abaco. Sylvanus Petty, now the prime minister, upcoming next prime minister of the country.
But I bet you never saw the statement coming.
Every single man that's in the House of Assembly.
Leslie Miller said he never wanted to be prime minister. But I'm telling you.
That is not true.
But I'm telling you.
I don't care what Leslie say out of his mouth.
I'm telling you.
I don't believe that.
It don't really matter.
Leslie Miller is articulate. He is insightful. He's connected to the people. He's not even in politics. And he's still pushing for this thing.
Yeah, but I just.
You think if the opportunity didn't present itself, he wouldn't take it?
I don't know, but I tell what the man said. But I know one thing, what this one said, he said he'd be the next one. When he said the next one says...
He got to fight you a lot of people to get to that.
At some point, we thought Alfred Sayers was going to be a prime minister. At some point, people thought that Fred Mitchell would have been a prime minister. At some point, people thought Obadiah Wilshkin would have been a prime minister. No. At some point, they thought Glenys Hannah-Martin would have been a prime minister. At some point, they thought Brave Davis might have been a prime minister. Come on, and they're prime ministers. I mean, they're prime minister material, according to the people.
Yeah, but that ain't have nothing to do.
Me ain't requiring much.
Prime Minister material ain't got nothing to do with the application and the cut of the cloth. We don't worry about the material.
We understand that, but it's a desire.
Okay, watch me. We ain't worrying about the material.
And
we
people have a desire.
We worrying about the cut of the cloth. We worrying about how you fortify this. And we worrying about the crowd that you present this concept to.
Okay, I listen in.
Okay?
I listen
So
in.
You could be Prime Minister material. But if that material go into the proverbial quote-unquote swines that you ain't supposed to throw your pearls amongst, there could be no opportunity for you to ascend as Prime Minister material and small isolations and fragments that you want to be Prime Minister. That ain't going nowhere. That's not what Brave Davis did. See, sometimes we have to look at the principle of what happened and apply those particular elements and watch the thing happen. There's only principles you do. What did Hubert Ingraham do when he wanted to be Prime Minister?
He made the necessary change.
How? What's the first thing he did? He was deep in the PLP, find himself in this position, realized that he couldn't get past Lyndon Pinlan.
So he exited.
So what did he do? He didn't just exit.
Independent.
No, he didn't just exit. He left with a bang. He had to test the strength of his influence before he left. That's the principle. He did not want to go against the prime minister or the leader of the PLP when he chose to be able to push Bola at the forefront to be chairman. He directly defied Lyndon Pinlan when Lyndon Pinlan won Sean McQueenie in that particular position. Sean McQueenie, brand new, young, articulate, handsome fella, light skin, pretty curly hair, ready for leadership. My God, he was chosen by the prime minister and the leader of the party to be able to be the next chairman. And Hubert Ingraham said, we choosing Bala. He justified it by saying his tenure, his consistency in these particular areas, we accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who won? Bala won. And guess what happened? It's time for him to go. Now, Perry Christie made a decision to go with him. But Perry Christie realized that two leaders couldn't come out of one party. So Perry Christie swim back and gone back to the PLP. And both of them became prime ministers. It's principle. In the midst of that, Hubert Ingraham opened up a newspaper. He toured the country. He went from space to space. And he reformed. The FNM saw it. They had to pull him in. And as a result of pulling him in, he was now can be identified as top tier as it relates to prime ministers in this country. Okay, so that's application. Brave Davis didn't take the same route. He didn't have that charisma. But he did have the finances to strategically be able to assist people with capital where they needed to get to where they wanted to. Now, instead of Brave Davis singing his own praises, people say Brave is the man. That's a principle. You can't come out here and tell us you want to be prime minister and expect us to say, well, what you do for any of us? What you did for the country or what you do for your party?
That is where the question actually sits.
What you do for any of us?
What on which merit are you now making the claim that you're going to be the next?
Your aspirations PLP bigger than your capabilities. You aspire and you dream bigger than your feet and your hands and your mouth could take.
Maybe he said something like this before he was encouraged.
Who encouraged him?
Yeah, he said he ain't running no more this next election. Right. Maybe he said someone said, now, hold on, wait a minute. Let's have a conversation. Maybe that's why I take him.
How you gonna sit out of politics, come back, and expect to be able to move to a pinnacle unless you bring in your own political party?
Got a vision.
Who put vision?
Yeah, it must be vision from God, from his God. I don't know.
Let me take a telephone call. 323-625-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Silvanus Petty, we ain't fighting you. We are simply saying that for those men and women who are coming behind you, can I say this? Is it okay to talk like this?
Talk.
For the men and women that are coming behind you, we have the responsibility of being able to show them more. It is high time that we stop this casual approach to believe that anyone, any Joe Blow could come in there and automatically ascend to the position of top-tier leadership. You believe that happened with Chester Cooper? You believe that's what happened to Chester Cooper? So you try in your hand. Listen to me. Chester Cooper is the exception, not the rule. Let's just be very clear about that. You see what happened to the rule? The rule was Gregory Mars. The rule was, who the next one is? Andre Rollins.
What's the principle?
The rule.
What's the principle of 67, 1967, with the PLP?
What you mean?
They were a new entity for the most part, and what brought victory, the principle of their victory, and the ascending of Prime Minister Sir Lyndon Oscar Pilling for Father.
I believe the principle of their victory, the principle of their victory existed in the respect that they had for each other's talent. I believe that. I believe the principle.
But they came out of nowhere, right?
I believe the principle of their victory was the respect that they had for each other's talent and the understanding that despite our talents, there was an objective of being able to make those people who put us in this position to get education, to go off, to change this country. We have to change this country for our mothers. We have to change this country for our fathers and our grandmothers. And those collective men that came together, 67, in these position to be able to empower the Bahamian people, there was a collective responsibility and a respect amongst each other.
Is that happening now?
No.
It's not happening even in the third party?
No.
You don't see that in the COI?
No.
I'm just trying to have a conversation with
no.
you.
No. If there was a respect in the COI, Lincoln Bean would have not have taken the position that he took in 8 Mile. No matter how you justify that. There's no justification for these particular concepts that you use me as a prop for the position of being able to carry the banner of your organization, and then when the time for by-election and an opportunity for me to be able to build on what I just got from the general election, you say, okay, no, let me step in here.
You got that from Stephen Hall, or you got that from Lincoln Bain? Stephen?
No, I got
or
that
you just through, observed?
I got that through observation. I didn't talk to
observation.
These people.
Observation, okay.
I didn't speak to these people.
Just ask them.
Right?
Just ask them.
Through observation, we could see that there is a desire to always be perpetuated to the position of, to be exalted to the position of king. And I'm not just, that doesn't just apply to the COI. That applies to the PLP. There are men and women who have aspirations deep in their bosoms, who want to serve in this country, who are now being asked to leave, who are now being told in the PLP right now that, listen, the greater good of the party requires you to be able to step down at this time.
So when you look at a person like, let's say, Davis, right? Let's look at her. And then you look at a Cynthia Mother Pratt, right? Our beloved Governor General. Do you think mentorship should have been taking place with these younger women by people such as Mother Cynthia Pratt and Glennis Hannah Martin, and said they should have sat these ladies down and said, you know what, it's going to be a hard road ahead of you. But in order for us to ever get to a point where we can accept a female prime minister, there's a decorum. There's a way that you must carry yourself. There's a way that you must prove yourself.
Which woman in the organization could say that to them?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
I asked Mother Cynthia Pratt, though, should have taken that role of mentorship. Should they have had a system put in place where they could have actually mentored these females? Because the question on the table was, should we allow more females into the House of Assembly or into governance?
God, this is a heavy conversation you will have with me because you know I don't have an easy answer for that.
But you're a heavy fellow.
Okay, so that's a very good point.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's just be very clear about this.
Okay.
Mother Pratt could never take on the position of mentorship in that particular capacity. Not on her own. She cannot. She cannot. She has not shown us that she's capable of being able to do that. She's not shown us throughout her entire tenure. She's shown us that she is excellent in representation capacity, that she's an excellent, that she can be able to, she's a person that after you tell her that this is what is required, she could go and get that for you. That is what she's shown us. She has never shown us, based upon the years that she's committed in these particular areas, she's never shown us that she has the will to step out, the desire to step out of line with the objectives of the organization. That's just not who she is. That's not who she is. She will do as required. I always go back to when Perry Christie thought he was going to pass away. You forget this kind of a conversation. Perry Christie said, if anything happens to me, I'd like, and Mother Pratt right here, as the deputy prime minister of the country, I'd like Hubert Ingraham. He didn't jump over. Mother Pratt didn't say nothing. She didn't kick up a fuss. She didn't row. We don't know what happened in the caucus, but I'm saying to you publicly, she was graceful enough to take that position and understood that. So, that cannot, leadership as it relates to being able to mentor women to make them to understand this dispensation of women don't have that level of meekness. They don't have that level of gratitude, that posture of service. They don't have that.
What about Janet Boswick?
Janet Boswick, the exact same thing.
The first female to enter into the hallowed halls.
It'll be best for you to observe her. Observe her movement, whether Dame Ivy Dumont, Janet Boswick, anyone. Italia Johnson will stand up and speak out. You understand?
But is that what the nation would like from a female representative?
That's what you have to do.
A very strong woman? I don't think we've ever taken kindly to that.
See, this is what I'm trying to explain to you now. You think Mother Pratt didn't understand that the nation won't take kindly to some boisterous woman
who stands
up? You
remember Margaret Thatcher?
I do.
Oh, geez.
I do. Iron fist. Iron lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strong.
Right? I do remember her, mm-hmm. and I do remember what's being said. The only time that persons are speaking well about her is in the aftermath.
Yeah.
After they assess it. After she gone.
Oh, why you won't make me laugh? Why you won't make me laugh
after
on a
she
Wednesday?
Gone. But during the time, during that particular time, right? Churchill was strong. A stickler, yeah.
Strong.
And in the midst of that, they say, I don't like him, but my God, I love him. He's strong. He's this. He's that. He get the results yeah. While he was living.
They ain't going to like us until we dead. That's how it works.
You understand?
I can't look for no glory now.
So, understand what I'm saying? Mother Pratt has been a team player for such a long time.
Yeah.
She couldn't find herself out of that, creating a caucus. Watch me. Creating a caucus of mentorship. The closest the PRP came to a caucus being created in the organization for women and the development thereof. I'm not talking about the women's branch. I'm talking about a caucus designed to be able to show you that you have to be strong. You have to be to be able to move like this. Is most recently when we see Robin Lines and Dame Pinling.
Mm-hmm. Holding hands.
Holding hands. That is the closest that we would have seen in that particular capacity.
You know how I mischievously looked at that when that happened? I went back to the whole debacle with Fred Mitchell and Lady Pinling. And I said, you know what? Fred Mitchell was the chairman. The only position that they were contesting was the chairman position. And just strangely enough, Lady Pinling is right there now holding the hands of someone challenging Fred Mitchell. And I wonder if anything was amiss. But it was just my mischievous mind going to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, so mentorship
Lady
is...
Lady Pinling is a strong lady. What about her? What about her as a mentor and a leadership?
She should have done that 25, 30 years ago. That's what she should have done. 25, 30 years ago, she should have taken on the position to be able to present that strength.
But she has a serious strength, my brother.
Yeah, she does. And she will continue to be able to wield that. And she has wielded that to the position that she's elevated to.
Yes.
Okay? And she's elevated to a significant position in our
country. I was
just
trying to find someone in our country that would have been
there
able.
Are capable women, but to do this is the potential casting out similar to the principal and Esther. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, preacher.
Right?
Go on, Bishop.
The principle of what was happening during this particular time, the men was in caucus, the women were separate, but the women had a convention. Mm-hmm. And Vashti said, and she was speaking strength into women to make them to understand their position, to make them to understand their power, to make them to understand. This was the woman thou art loose one. This is before T.D. Jakes. Vashti was speaking life into these women to make them to understand that you run the household. You run. She was Queen Vashti. The fellas get wet and they say, call your wife, man. Let's look upon her. So she could dance for us and be able to do that. They send a messenger for Vashti. Vashti never show up. The messenger come back. He thought he was going to die. He didn't know. Because he bring a bad message. Your wife ain't coming. Everybody sober up instantaneously. They was wet. They sober up instantaneously. No, hold on now. Hold on. King. And she in there talking to my wife. Then when I get home, I going to have a problem with my wife because she listened to your wife who's the queen. Now, if you don't get your wife in here and deal with this, we have a problem. They sober right up. They called back for Vashti again. Vashti did not come the second time. And after she didn't come, she knew that her head was on the chopping block. But she trusted the love that her husband had for her. But her husband had an obligation and responsibility to the nation beyond his obligation and responsibility to her. So he had to cast her out. He only cast her out and ain't kill her. He's supposed to chop her head off. Not a bad way. This is the principle in the Word of God that we understand. But he cast her out. We never hear from Vashti again. Never. Women understand that there's a potential outcast situation into a particular position. And they fear, just like the marital rape bill, just like these other particular incidents where they should be able to come together, they fear that if I step out alone and women say, began with you, when you turn your head around, no woman there. They're afraid of that. And that's why none of them ever take a real step in the direction of what this is. Now, there are some women who took on some challenges. There's some women out there who've taken on some challenges. But for the most part, they are there by their own.
You ain't lying. You don't lie. But I guess when we come back after the break, how we go to the lines. But that was deep. That was very deep. I will grant the foundation.
Let's take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy. Life Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Garth has pulled me into these areas. Boy, Garth, you're something else. I just try to let you know that you're something else. Yeah. No, I can tell you my belief. I can tell you my conviction. I can tell you based upon principles, what I've seen the world over. And I can give you an example of the idea of being able to step in your strength and the rejection thereof. A name that we could be able to call right now that I think everyone could be able to align themselves with and agree on some level is Loretta Butler.
Okay.
Loretta Butler Turner, being able to show her strength, being able to show her elk, being able to show her poise, being able to show her preparation, being able to show her articulation, her reach and relationships from a political standpoint. The accessibility to funds, the support from family, the support from friends, the idea of all these particular things. She even went as far as to be able to set up a cabinet of sorts, right? A grouping that can be able to assist her to get to a particular position. And she did so. And she presented herself with strength and conviction and perceived support, superficial support. Mm-hmm. It wasn't real support. With pride. And we were looking forward to this sort of a thing as it relates to the convention for the PLP that they had in, I think that was the Crystal Palace. I think it was in the Crystal Palace right? And they had the convention for the Free National Movement in that particular space, and Loretta came in. On the first day, she didn't show up. The second day was an opportunity for her to be able to, I think she showed up on the first day, but on the second day was an opportunity for her to be able to step on stage. After that first day in the conclave and all those men get together and they went up in the room and they started having these kind of a conversation, the next day Loretta was on the stage by herself.
Mm.
By herself! You hear me? You ain't hear me.
I hear you.
You ain't hear me.
I hear you say by yourself, by yourself.
And the grouping and women in that room looked at her and they cheered for the men. The women in the Free National Movement looked at her and they would like to tell you that she was trying to start her own party. No, that wasn't happening. Loretta was trying to put herself in the position to find a new path for growth and development in this country. I'm telling you. Loretta had already had a transcript, a concept laid out to take the Free National Movement to the next level. How do I know this?
And you see,
because I saw this information.
You know, I'm mischievous, right? You know, you see some women right now in the Free National Movement aspiring and wanting to enter in.
Their aspirations is to get into a position of being able to serve.
Yeah, and some of them have aspirations to lead.
You're talking about Orenthia Kumalafe.
No, man, you can say whatever you want
to
say.
No, you're talking about Orenthia Kumalafe.
But there's a number of them in there.
Orenthia Kumalafe has, as a result of being able to step into the Free National Movement, she has to yield that concept and idea of service at this point, at this juncture. Her, Cassius, and anyone else who has aspirations for leadership has to swallow that for now and serve in that particular capacity.
Even if a void exists?
There cannot be any proverbial political acid reflux. You can't even allow that to come up through your windpipe.
What if a...
Leave that in your belly.
You can't be like Petty and just simply say what you want to say?
Petty had a horrible dose of pizza and it came up. He should not have said that.
You like how I died out of it?
He should not have said that. Because men need... Listen to me.
So you're trying to tell me these people...
I am a student of this thing. I pay attention to this thing very closely enough.
These people got up these goals and aspirations and they can't say it to nobody?
I pay attention to this thing very closely, you know. And all the time, I ain't gonna get 100%, but my God, I ain't gonna never leave 90% mark. I might get 10% wrong, but I can get a 90% on this thing because I pay attention. I study this thing. And if me and you watching the same game, and I just see what happened in North Abaco, you think I can open my mouth? I just watched this man in North Abaco.
You ain't gonna quote the scripture, if God be for us, who could be against us? You ain't gonna quote them type of scriptures?
King David was anointed king and ain't opened his mouth yet. You ain't hear me. King David was anointed by Samuel. King! Jesse Child, who was rejected and neglected in the back of the situation, dealing with the sheep. When you introduce David to the conversation, they say he was a ruddy boy. What it meant is that he was rank and he smelled like goat and sheep. And he was introduced to this, an anointed king. And he still ain't say nothing. He had an opportunity to take out Saul and find himself on a position that he could be king now. And he only, you see how close I come to you? But I respect you and I respect the position that God has given you, and I'll wait for my time.
And that's what they got to do.
Everyone have their aspirations to run ahead of them. But they don't understand the responsibility they have to work now.
Well, okay. Let me put it to you this way then. I guess we better throw out your phone line so they could call in because we're near an end. But let me ask you this question, Howard. You're in a position where you're going to be nominated. You win in the upcoming general election. You have talent. You have knowledge. You have skills. You are good at what you do. You actually could almost be turned to be the best at what you do. And the minute they saw Joseph coming from afar off, they plotted. This is what I see in politics all the time. Those that could take this country into a new era
Yeah, but that example that you're giving me right now,
yeah.
Joseph never come here and say, you know, I run all your life. See, Joseph was naive with the introduction
of his
dream.
All he said is, I saw the dream and they bow down to me.
His naive posture caused him to open up his mouth to tell a dream.
Yeah, okay? But these people have dreams.
He was naive.
Yeah, but they have dreams.
He should not have said that to his brothers, but he couldn't know that.
He had my brothers. He had to say that because that's part of the divine plan.
Okay.
So Petty may have said that based on a divine plan.
From that point on, God didn't only give him... Watch me. Don't give me 2 seconds.
Petty telling you the dream.
No. So Petty got to go through this process also. Let me explain to you what happened. Joseph opened up his mouth.
Yeah.
And say his dream in his naive state. He didn't know. He didn't know he's going to get cut up. He didn't know he's going to get sell and say. He didn't know that debt was upon him. Okay. When he opened up his mouth and said that, and they throw him in a hole, take his robe, and then he had to get sold to the slaves, he realized something and he got impartation of not only a dream, but the interpretation thereof. I just get deep. I need to calm down. So he had two parts. The first part he could see, but he couldn't say what the interpretation was. The second time we hear from Joseph and he heard a dream, he could interpret other people's dream. That's how much he was asking Jesus Christ, God. You give me this dream, I say the dream, and now it's a problem for me. Lord, make me to understand my dreams. But he didn't just give him his dream interpretation. He gave him the interpretation of dreams. So you could come to Joseph with a dream now. He sat right down and tell you what that means. That's the relationship that he's built.
He didn't tell you no more dreams what he had.
He didn't tell you nothing but his dream. Read the story. You see anything else when he tell you a dream?
He stopped dreaming it.
He stopped that. And he took every day with stride.
But these people have dreams.
And he applied himself to the mission before him for the 24 hours that he was given that day. And then he woke up the next day and he did it the same times every single time until the season was upon him to be able to step in this victorious space. You didn't think that Joseph knew that was going to happen? You think a man could be sitting in jail patient? You think a man who could just interpret the baker dream and the butcher dream and all these particular things could still sit patient? He knew what was going to happen. Because I couldn't sit patient. I couldn't. I would have been in there, me and God, rowing in here. They sit patient.
But he knew the dream. But he knew
the end of the thing already.
Okay.
He knew it.
So I'm saying to you again, maybe Petty sees the end of the dream.
No. So I can tell you he hasn't seen the end.
You call him a false prophet?
This isn't a false prophet. This wasn't a prophecy.
Isn't it a prophecy? He said the next prime minister.
That's the articulation of aspiration.
He said he has to do some things to get there.
No. He said what he would like to see for himself. He didn't say what he's going to be. He would like to see himself in that particular capacity. Not that he's going to be it. There's no inevitability there. And Petty has not even shown us an inkling. An inkling! At 12 years old, we understood that Jesus Christ was something special was about this boy. And his mother had to tell him, calm down, baby, calm down. It's not your time just yet. Woman, I'm about my father's business. Just relax. You're 12 years old. You understand? As an inkling, with the introduction of being able to be possibly called Zachariah, the angel had to show up and shut the mouth of Zachariah Sr. and say, hold on, the child name could be John. And he said, no, that ain't a tradition. He couldn't talk for 9 months because he was about to charge the atmosphere. We knew that John the Baptist was special from before he born. When the babies meet, they collide, they start to celebrate. We know there's something on your life.
But Howard, people have been speaking to these aspirants and telling them, we know there's something special on you.
Yeah, but that ain't for you to tell me. Keep that to yourself. You keep that to yourself. You know how much things people tell me? You think I open my mouth and say that? You think I open my mouth and say that? Everything ain't for you to open your mouth and divulge. You keep some things to your chest. And you move with the determination that you are called for this thing. So you move with steady determination. You move with clarity. You move with strength. You move with conviction. And you build every day, 24-hour spans. Every day.
Okay, so let me go to the other side of the divide. When you look at a person like I, Chester Cooper, what do you see? Prime minister potential? A desire to possibly be the prime minister?
Chester Cooper has a great desire to be prime minister.
Okay, so what do you do with people like that?
Nothing. What you can do with them? What you gonna do with that?
Well, you got some other people around them who also want to be prime minister.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Either you can cut the mustard or you can't. Chester Cooper has shown you his capability and shown you his skill set from his private world. He's shown you his commitment to his family.
But it's other people doing the same thing, right?
No. I'm trying to show you something. He has been successful in areas that we could see that he's successful. Instantaneously, when this man entered politics, he was recognized and given an opportunity. F&M reject him, and he found himself finding an opportunity.
But the other people on the other side, and they also accomplish, they're successful in their own rights, in law, in business, etc. Maybe not at that particular level, but they're still successful people they want to enter in to take the country to a new success.
Yeah, but that ain't what happened in here. Chester introduced this concept.
You're trying to say he's in a league of his own.
Right? He's in a league of his own.
That's what you're trying to tell
me. That's what I'm telling you. He's in a league of his own. Chester introduced, he was introduced to the PLP. They don't even know what happened. Their heads swing when they realize his mom was the deputy prime minister. The deputy leader of an organization after 3 years.
Well, you almost caused me to get in trouble just now.
After 3 years, this man sitting in the position as deputy leader and the PLP. They don't know what happened yet. As a divine cloak for this man to be able to. And so when I could see this, this is only Howard Grant. Y'all just calm down. When I could see that there was a proverbial divine cloak on a man to enter an organization, the organization steeped in tradition, steeped in culture, steeped into this sort of an idea that there was a line here and you get to the back of the line. The man supersede all of this, found himself as deputy prime minister, and that he just applied to be an F&M the other day. He just applied to be an F&M.
Yeah, he got in.
He applied to be an F&M. Yeah. And now he's deputy prime minister.
Okay,
now you watch this. When you watch this, and then you look at the cards, and you start to count them up. You say, my God, look at his success over here. Look at his success over there. Look at it. So the only thing that you do as a spiritual person is just watch this man.
Okay, Desmond, he became deputy prime minister too, but he runs a successful law practice, right? But let me be even more strong in this particular aspect. What about a person like the Honorable Brent Simonet? What is his flaw? Because he's successful too. He's successful as hell. He actually inherited.
I don't know if you could say it's a flaw.
He inherited success. He inherited success, success.
I don't know if you could say it's a flaw.
Does he have a flaw? I'm asking you.
No. It'll be incorrect for me to indicate that any of these men have flaws.
Okay. Right?
Their aspirations doesn't have anything to do with an alignment.
What alignment are you talking about?
Do you align divinely?
He was deputy prime minister.
No. Let me ask you this question.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk. We're talking now.
We talking.
Do these men align from a divine standpoint? We just talked about this yesterday. God set up governments on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We talked about this. Do you align divinely with the objective of being able to lift the people of the Bahamas out of the perceived and the apparent poverty and the impoverished positions that he exists in? That's a question that you have. That's not specifically to Brent Simonet. That's for all those men that sit in these particular positions. Do you align with the objective of being able to empower the Bahamian people? Or do you see this as another notch under your belt, as another accomplishment for you, as another feather in your that existed, whether by your family line, whether through what your mother has said about you, whether through your education? Is there a divine call on your life? Have you taken up the mantle?
Yeah, but who judges that? Who can judge that? We can't judge that.
We judge men by their fruits.
No, we judge men by their color.
No.
I try to be truthful now. We judge men by the color. I believe if Brent Simonet was of our skin color, he'd have been the prime minister. I believe that with all my heart. I ain't trying to lie to you on this one. Because I know our people like people who have wealth and who have power. Most of our prime ministers, if not all, had some social understanding that they were what? Wealthy and powerful. All of them. We just had that vision of them. And if you got wealth and you got power, then people say, you know what? You could be a prime minister. And the first thing they say to Howard Grant when you run in 8 Mile Rock, oh, Howard Grant, you got any money? Buy me a drink? Howard Grant can't rub 2 pennies together. So they don't even want Howard Grant to go into the House of Assembly. But in Howard's heart, God dwells and God wants Howard Grant to represent the people of 8 Mile Rock. How are we going to make that work? And the people judging you by your money?
That ain't for me. That is not how that things happen. That's not how.
Tell me how it happens in the Bahamas. I'm trying to understand.
No, see,
because once you're broken and you're going into politics, it's hard.
The culture of politics continues to be able to push people in the path of superficiality. Okay, the culture of politics in this country, with their advertisement, with their relentless conversations about absolutely nothingness, continues to be able to push people into superficiality. Stupid, relentless, foolish conversations.
I agree.
Nothingness.
I agree.
Nothingness.
I agree.
Nothingness.
I with you.
As soon as you say something that has to do with critical analyzation.
Yes.
And this kind of position where you can be able to identify and dissect someone, and you any level of criticism. It yes. can be constructive or otherwise.
Yeah.
People say, well, you oppose this one, the man. That don't even make sense, Jesus.
Yeah, Michael ain't a bad fellow.
No.
He's a servant.
I know Michael personally. Yeah. It don't make sense what the man say.
That's what he's saying.
And I can't allow him to spew this season.
And I respect that.
Okay, now, in this season, we ain't have them kind of conversations.
Thank you
sound
very much.
Foolish.
And that
you sound foolish.
Good. Yes.
But I have the responsibility in this seat
yes.
to be able to identify, to dissect, and to speak truth to what I see.
And that's all we about, truth. I like that.
Now, if you don't agree with me, the lines are open. You could call and say, Howard, I disagree with you.
Yeah.
But you're not going to say, Howard, I know you have a personal vendetta against... Man, you don't make no sense to me. What kind of stupidness you talking about?
You know I made a call after that show, right?
You're talking foolishness.
You know I made that call.
Please, clarity.
Mm-hmm.
When we see the fruits of a man...
Yes.
We can make a determination as to whether or not this man is moving in the direction of his own personal heart, which is a liar, or whether or not you're moving by the Spirit.
Yeah, but Howard, you can't, the reason why I say you can't judge a man like that is because to whom much is given, much is always required, correct? In my personal life, like for instance, people don't know the things that I do for other people. I don't go around boasting about the things that I do for other people, the sacrifices that I make. But on a larger scale, people could look at me and say, well, Garth Roseborough, he don't help nobody. Garth Roseborough don't care about nobody. Garth Roseborough got so much that you know what? He ain't even checking for nobody. But that is not a true situation. If you really check into the personal lives of some of these people, they're doing more than the average person in Parliament or the average person on the street. So I'm just simply saying that I believe, and I strongly believe, that your race has something to do with the way we select our leaders.
But that's only,
and I believe your last name and the church you go to and such situations.
That is the same path of superficiality that the country has been on
yes.
for the past 50 years.
Yes, I dislike it.
We cannot perpetuate that path.
We have
to destroy that.
Yes, and that's
like
what we're
Mr.
trying to destroy.
Ferguson, we got to get the backhoe and yeah. dig that road up. We can't let
dig
that
it.
Live no
hey,
more.
Dig remember it for Sparky.
Whole,
do this one for Sparky.
Yeah. A whole mile the man dig up, you forget that?
Dig it up.
We dig that path up that existed, that people have trod on for the past.
And that's what
this
show is all about. I think people are missing the point. This is what this is all about.
We look men. Too long, you've looked from a superficial standpoint and say the man white, the man this, the man that. You're afraid that the PLP can come back and say what the UBP did, what Pop Simonet did with this, that. You're afraid of these particular things, and a lot of that fear may have been him reluctant from being able to step forward.
You
know what the PLP coming with. The PLP will vomit all over this place with racial indignation. We don't want to hear that, and he don't want to hear that. And so he takes a humble, meek position and serve in the best capacity that he can. That's what I've seen from him. The closest we've seen someone being able to come and rally us up from a racial standpoint is when Richard Lightborn started to be able to say it. That was the closest. Now, people like to be able to say that Adrian White is doing that, but I, honest to God, I didn't see no race in that. I didn't see any level of, because I know Adrian, and I know that he married a whole black woman. He doesn't have these sort of elements that exist in him.
One fellow called me Negro the other day on his show, and I said, well, who are you calling Negro? I mean, I was a little offended, but I know that he was doing it in jest. But I'm just simply saying,
the season that we're in,
yeah,
spin, twist,
and destroy,
and
destroy
contort
you. Destroy you.
The reality of the conversations that we're having.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They seek to be able to spin that to their objectives.
Yes, they do.
Last night alone, I see more information about Jomo Kimmel, Wayne Monroe,
Pine Ridge,
Chavago Lang,
Elizabeth, Chavago, yeah.
Who else I see? This perpetuation of absolute garbage need to stop. And that is why your members of parliament and others who have aspirations to move towards leadership need to come sit with decent people. You all like to play games.
Yeah, they
you want to keep your $2 in your pocket, and you're afraid that you got to spend. You're scared of what Howard can say or what. Stop being fooled. Come here, let me see your heart, because that's what has happened when you come on my show. When you come, you are trying to be able to dissect to get to conviction in your heart. Now, if you already didn't know that you're tainted, don't come. If you're afraid, don't come. I'm still waiting on an invitation from the office of the Prime Minister to go to Grand Bahama, my hometown, so I could scrutinize you for this heads of agreement that you're about to sky. But you ain't want that. You don't want the scrutiny because you just need to sign and give the perception thereof. But if you won't get the truth, you call Howard, 8270111. You know my numbers. You know all my numbers.
But Howard, I just want to apologize to your listeners, those who are trying to call in. I did have some business to take care of earlier, and I told Howard I'd be coming in later. So we actually got charged up very late in the show. And so Howard will be right back tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a couple of people coming in for small business too, so yeah. We can chop those things down and have a good conversation with
you. And hold your questions and concerns, and Howard will take care of them the next time we're back on the show.
I can say this to you with these last 2 seconds that are left. This show is not about call and response all the time.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Okay.
The show is not always about call and response. I know that that's the rhythm of talk shows that you've been used to, but you have to let me work. Let me cook, like the young men say. And if you don't agree with it, then that's fine. And we're going to talk about being able to get back to the foundation, to find a true sense of growth and development, and push past the superficiality that we've ingested for far too long. It is time to be done away with that, and let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's get to the foundation. I want to thank you guys for tuning in with us. I'm going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on
The Foundation.
Foundation.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stream or sprint. Just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings and wellness sessions. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth programs. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10. Plus, everyone that registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email ZontaClubOfNassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.